Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to Adam Hall and Earthkeeper on the Tell Me Your Story radio program. But right now we're going to go to our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, to share with us about the last vestiges of Cancer as we work our way through this particular weekend, the 20th of July, which, Beth, I have to say, I'm still astounded at the fact that I'm actually saying the 20th of July. Didn't we just start this year?
Yeah, time marches on.
Wow. So we're in the last few days of Cancer, and we've got something pretty monumental that's coming up.
We've got a pretty big weekend and in store and week ahead. It's the last couple of days of the Sun's annual passage through the sign of Cancer. And again, Cancer rules home and family and real estate and nourishment and all those kinds of things that ground us and center us and provide our foundations. And so there is going to be a continuing emphasis on that, but it's going to shift a little bit. On Monday the 22nd, the sun moves into... Monday the 22nd is a big day. First of all, the sun moves into the sign of Leo. We have a full moon directly across the zodiac in the sign of Aquarius, and it is also the lunar Lammas.
Explain that for me, please.
Now, I don't know. I know you're a bit of an Irish guy. I don't know how much you remember of this, but Lammas is one of the eight Shabbat days of the old pagan European calendar. Lammas sits exactly in the middle between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, and it's the first official harvest festival. It is the first of the three, astronomically based harvest festivals.
Okay.
And it's the Celtic word Lammas means first fruits. It's kind of considered to be the height of the summer,
mm-hmm.
where our personal energy is kind of at its zenith, and the crops and the orchards and the things that nourish and sustain us are at their peak, and the sun is in its glory.
Well, anytime I hear the word harvest, springs to mind autumn and cooler weather, because you know how much I love the hot weather.
Right. Well, keep in mind, we're in California, where the hottest weather is often, September, October.
Right, right.
Right, and so ours is kind of skewed that way. But you're right. Technically, the sun... the days are longest. The sun reaches its maximum power at the summer solstice, mm-hmm. and then begins to wane. And at Lammas time, which is usually the end of July, beginning of August, mm-hmm. there's, again, because our calendars don't match,
right.
we have a lunar Lammas and a solar Lammas.
Okay.
The lunar Lammas is Monday the 22nd, and then the regular solar Lammas is Friday, August 2nd, which I believe for us is kind of right smack in the middle of Fiesta.
Yeah.
But it's the time when the sun's beginning to diminish and it becomes noticeable. Mm. The days become slightly shorter and we become aware of it and we have to start turning our attention towards preparing for the winter.
Well, next week we're going to be into a new sign on the 27th of July when we talk again, and we'll get into that and maybe a little bit more about the solar as well as the lunar Lammas as well.
And Leo. Don't forget Leo, our friend the lion.
And my father's 82nd birthday is right around the
corner. Happy birthday, Dad.
So we'll talk more about that, but people can talk with you directly via the phone if they want to give you a call at 963-0842. They can also find you on the internet at your website at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard.
And we are going to be back with more of our interview with Adam Hall and Earthkeeper here on Tell Me Your Story. Just a reminder, if you'd like to get in touch with us, it's richarddugan.com and richard@richarddugan.com. Don't go away. There's more to come.